Das Kuf Wochen mit Beis, hier, da war ein Mischner. Yoshuv ho echod ala Pesach. One person sits in front of the door. V'loi milu. He doesn't fill up the whole door. There's a Shiloh Tzeder. If a deer goes inside your house, and we the Mishnah before said, if you close the door, Yechayim Shum Tzeder. What about you don't close the door, just somebody sits down in front of the door to block the deer from coming out. So one person sits down, V'loi milu. He doesn't fill up the whole doorpost. So he didn't do Tzeder yet. The deer could still sneak out. Yoshev Hasheni, the second person now sat down, Umilu, and now both of them together filled up the door, Umiluhu. Yidaloch Hasheni Chayiv. The second one is Chayiv, he did the Maisa Tzedim. Because the first one didn't do Tzedim. But the second one now, like, closed the door, Lagamri, made the path closed, he can't get out. Shrash Hasheni Chayiv, Shu Tzodai. He's the one that captured the deer. Yoshev Harishan ala Pesach Umilu. Let's say the first person came and sat down by the door, and he was a fat guy. He pulled up the whole door. The deer can't get through now. So he did the Maisa Tzedim. Now a second person came, and he sat down next to the first person. So when the second one sat down, the second one is not doing a Tzedim, because the deer is already captured. The first one sat down, blocked the whole doorway, so the deer can't come out. It's called Tzedim. The second one sits down next to him, he's doing nothing. Now the Chiddush is, Afa pi shama derishan, even though later the first fellow gets up and goes away. For holach loi is harishan chayev asheni potter. Who is chayev for tzeider? Only the first one. Because when he sat down, before he sat down, the door was open, he's blocking the passage, so he's doing tzeider. When the second one sat down, it was closed already. Even though now the first one gets up and goes away, so the second one sitting there, he's blocking the deer from going out, still he's potter. Because you go b'shas maisa when he sat down. When he sat down, he didn't do a maisa tzeder. So the Mishnah, Olam is the daima, what is the daima to? L'noyer les beisoyin l'shomroi. You close your door to watch it. V'din tzotzvi shama b'teichot. As you have das tam, you have a front door, you're afraid Ganovim shouldn't come in at night. She's closing the door, that's not a tzeder. And Agav, it comes out, the deer was inside, so you potter, and the Avad is potter muti, not doing anything. Here also, when the second one sat down, he sat down the heter. The door like was already closed. So even though now the first one gets up and goes away, but the second one's not doing any new maisa. Therefore the second one is always potter. Trashi, v'nim tzot tzvi. You have that to close the door just to protect yourself, not to capture the deer inside. But if you have a deer that was already captured from before in your house, you're not doing anything now. Here also, even though the first one gets up, it's as if the tzeder was done yesterday. The tzvi was captured already. All you do now is just closing your door. That's mutter. Something Gemara. Omer Rab Abba. Omer Rab Chia Barashi. Omer Rab. Nichnas solo tzipor tachas kenofo. If a bird flew underneath your shoulders on Shabbos. And it's inside there, he got caught there, he can't get out now. A bird was flying around outside, got caught on the arms, he got caught there. Is the aloha, so the chur now is tzayid, but you can do the tzayid. Is the chiddush, yoshevu mishamru yachatechshach. You're allowed to just stay there and watch it until it gets nighttime, until it gets dark, until it comes Metzoy Shabbos. Joshi, tachas kanofav, tachas kanfek susay. Under your arm, under your begodim. V'yein yochol lotzeis, the bird can't get out. Sheninah b'fon of Melev. He got caught by himself. So you didn't do any yisr. The bird flew here underneath and got caught there. The chiddush is yoshev u'mishamru. Joshi came. You're allowed to stay there and just make sure he's still watched. Ve'eino tzarech liftayach le'chalein. You don't have to open the window. Or what do you don't have to open up your jacket to let him go out. The eino yelushomer. It's considered like you're just watching what was done by itself. You didn't do a ma'aseh tzeder. That's mutter. Our Mishnah says, Yoshev Harishan ala Pesach Umaleyu. When one person sat down at the door and filled up the whole door, so now the deer inside can't get out, he did an Issa Tzeder. He's like catching the deer on Shabbos. But bo hashein the biyosher b'tzidoi. The second person came now and sat next to him, so he's not doing anything because the door is like closed already. Is afa pisha madarishin. The Mishnah says the chiddush. Even the first one gets up and goes away for olach loy, and now luchura, who's stopping the deer from going out? The second one still harishin chayev hasheni poter. It's only the first one, not the second one. The second one is not doing anything because when he sat down there, the door was already blocked, so he didn't do any tzeder. So the more my lad, the lashon of Mishnah is poter avol osur. It says the second one is poter, but mashmitz osur. Why is it osur? The rabbanon it's osur because he's sitting there now, the deer can't get out. So he's supposed to get up and let him go out. So the same thing should be this last halachon. When a tzipor came in under your arms, see, even though now he's caught, but the chur you shouldn't keep him that way. You should have to open up your arms and let him go out. Because kol zaman you're keeping him that way, mashmah from the Mishnah, it's also mid rabbanon. So the Gemara loy, poter or muta. I tell you, pshan al Mishnah is it's poter and it's muta mitchila. Like the second one did nothing. When he sat down, the second one, the door was already blocked from the first person. So the second one did not do a ma'aseh tzedek. Either the first one gets up, he's not mechuyav to get up either. The second one, he's just sitting there and watching the door that was already locked from before. So it's mamash muta mitchila. I tell you, the Mishnah means. So the Mara Hochin Ami Mistarva, I'll tell you that's a Svara, that's Pshan the Mishnah also. Miyutani Sefer, because our Mishnah ends off with a Madna Marshal. But after it says it's Potter, the Mishnah has to say, Halom is the Doima, what is this Doima to that you stop closing your door to watch your belongings? So the Mara, Lom is the Doima, Lener les Beis Lashomer, the Mishnah says it's the Doima to closing your door just to watch your house. The Nimtza Tzvi Shomer B'toichai, and it came out by itself that the Tzvi is captured by itself inside. Is mechlal the poter or muter shvamina? That's a clear rhyme. When the Mishnah says poter, it means it's poter and muter to do metchila. Because if it wasn't muter, the Mishnah wouldn't say a svaron. Halom is zedayim el noelas beisay. It's time you're closing your door on Shabbos. You don't have any das whatsoever to capture the deer. You just have das to close the door. Stam, it shouldn't be cold, or you don't want ganofim to come in. So that's muter. Here also it's muter, because you did not do the ma'aseh tzedek. Even though you're watching it now, watching it means nothing. Some are Ika the army, some say like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Afa na na metanina. We also learned. Afa pi shamot harishon. Even though the first one got up. Like our Mishnah says, V'olachla, the first person went away. Is harishon chayiv asheni potter. And the second one is potter. Because when he sat down, he did not do a tzedek. The door was already blocked from the first person. So he's not doing any ma'ase tzedek. Is my lav potter and mutter? My lav the loshna Mishnah means right away potter and mutter. So I didn't also about this case when the bird fell on his, flew into your under your arms and he's caught there, he can't get out. You're allowed to keep him that way. So the Marloi, I'll tell you, potter avolosa. Our Mishnah means it's potter avolosa. So there's no riot to Rababa. So the Gemara midik tani sefer of halom is adoyim lenoelus beis l'shamroi v'nimtze svi shama b'toychay. The Mishnah says a svara though that the reason why it's muta for the second one because it's as if he's just closing a door to keep his house watched. Is mechlal the potter mutter? So when the Mishnah is mash mechlal, it's potter mutter shvamina. It's like a riot to Rababa, and that's why we're blaming that the Mishnah means it's mutter mitchila. And here also, when the bird flew by itself underneath your coat, so he's caught there. You're allowed to keep him that way the rest of the Shabbos. You're now mechuyev to open up your coat and let him fly out. Why? Because you didn't do the ma'aseh tzedek. Ayla ma'aseh, you staying that way, you're blocking him from going out now. So what? That's mutter in the Mishnah. You're just blocking him from going out, but you did not do a ma'aseh tzedek, that's mutter. The Easter has to be that you, when you're shas, you did something, you're capturing him. Here the ma'aseh tzedek, the bird did himself. Or here the ma'aseh tzedek, the first one that sat down, blocked the door, did the ma'aseh tzedek. The second one didn't do a ma'aseh tzedek, it's mutter. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel, the Yisoid is, Kol Pturei de Shabbos is Potter Avolosa. Now, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Loshen Potter, Potter always means Midiraisa is Potter. Midiraisa is no Issa Diraisa. But Avadim and Rabbonin is still Osa. That's like Shmuel. Kol Pturei de Shabbos, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Potter, Avadim means Avolosa. It's Osa Midirabbonin, Labar Mayhani Tlat. There are three cases, the Potter and Mutter. That here it's potter, and it also means even with Rabbon, it's mutter also. Chodeho. One is our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says here, where a tzvi ran into a house on Shabbos, and one person sits now in front of the door to block him from coming out, he's also, he's doing a ma'aseh tzeidah. The second one that sits right in back of him is doing nothing. And it's mutter for him to sit there. He's not doing anything. Even when the first one goes away, still it's mutter for him to stay there. Because that's not called a ma'aseh tzeidah. But tzeidah has to be by a ma'aseh tzeidah. You have to first go to do something to block the deer from going out. When you first sat down, it was mutter. Now the first one goes away, the second one is blocking the deer. That's not called a ma'aseh tzeidah though. Stam sitting is like the Gemara says. Somebody closes his door because it's cold outside. He doesn't want the cold wind to come in. That's mutter to close your door. So the Gemara, Mamai de potra mutter. What's the raya al mishter taka means potra and mutter even with rabbonin? Like we said, diktonic, because the Mishnah says seifa. Lo mezeh doima, the Mishnah says a moshel. It's doima l'noy les beisai l'shermoy. That you have das to close your front door because it's cold. You don't want the cold wind to come in. So you're closing your door. And it so happened to be that you didn't realize it, but there was a tzvi that ran into the house before him, and by you closing the door now, that's not called the ma'aseh tzeidah, because you could tie up to close the door for two reasons. Hey, see, you have to have kavonim. If you have kavonim, you know the deer ran into your house, and you want to make a trap him in there, you can't get out, and you close the door by kavonim to trap him, that's the chiyuv in tzeidah. But here, where you don't know the deer came in, and you have a front door open, and you want to close the stam to keep the cold wind out, or to keep the gnofim out, about the deer at smutzah to close the door. That's not called the ma'aseh tzeidah at all. That's called the ma'aseh closing the door. That's the hetadik ma'aseh. So that's the Mishnah's moshel to this second person, that when he sat down in front of the door was already blocked. So now when the first one goes away, the second one can still stay sitting there, because he's not doing a ma'aseh tzeidah at all. That's not called tzeidah. Even though the ma'aseh is stopping the deer from going out, that's not called the ma'aseh tzeidah. But tzeidah has to be, you're doing a ma'aseh of capturing him. Here you're not doing any ma'aseh. So more of a idach, what's another case that Shmuel says, that where it says, potter, it's even mutter, the rabbans do it also. Hamafras mursa, somebody has a blister on his hand that has pus inside it. Hamafras mursa b'shabbos, so you bust open the pimple that has pus on Shabbos to get the pus out. So it depends. If you have kavona now to make a pair, to make a nice hole in this blister, to get the pus out, then takachai, it's even awesome in the raisa. Explain it to a binyan. You're like making a pesach to let the new ear come in, or let the old pus come out, that's zayma to a pesach, that's awesome. If your kavona is not to make a nice pesach, a nice door, a nice opening in the pimple, your kavona is just to get the lecha, to get the pus out. That's all. Then potter. That's potter is not nisa diraisa. You're not mechavim for the pesach. You're not making a hole, the terrace like a binyan. You're making a nice pesach, a nice door. You just want to get the pus out. That's mutter. For the Gemara Mamai, what's the raya, the potter mutter? Maybe a marfas mutter, it's potter, it's like all over. It's potter midiraisa, because you're not doing a malachim. But midirabon in the sasa, because it looks like you're doing a malachim. The tanan will bring a raya. That now we learn the Mishnah. Machet shel yad. If you find a machet, that's like a needle, that you could use it with your hand. Machet shel yad. Is lito bos hakoitz. You're allowed to use it to take out a koitz, take out a splinter. So mash mitzmutim mitchil to use it. So you're also, by taking out the same thing, taking out a splinter, taking out the pus, the same thing, mash mitchil, you're allowed to use it. See Rashi? Hamafasat Rashi mevakeya mursa. You're like busting a pimple. Yeah, im lasis lapir. If you have kavona now to make a nice opening in the pimple, trashi. But the sefer toni hochi im lakol for velasis lapir. If you have nice das to make a nice opening, kederach shiroifim. The way the doctors do shalachshu oisin the mesakin lapesach. They do a nice way of cutting open the pimple to make a nice pesach. Then yechayiz trashi mishum boina pesach. The new is a binyan, you're making a pesach, making a door by itself is called a binyan. So even though here you're doing it to the person, it's also called a binyan. Oy mishur mesakin kli. But this trust only yosim with the rabbonim. It looks like you're being mesakin kli, like you're being mesakin this pimple. Mali lesakin maka, mali lesakin kli. Same svarim. Just like the rabbonim said, you're not allowed to be mesakin a kli. If a kli is broken, you can't fix it on Shabbos. It's awesome with the rabbonim. Here also, if you have a pimple, and now you're going to fix it up, that's also awesome. The rabbon is doing it to mesakin kli. So that's only if you have kavona to do a type of a tikkun to make a nice opening there. Aber wie im Lehoitzi, Leicha, Shalachshut Rashi, wie eine Choshish im Tachzor, Fatista Miyad, you only have Kavona now to make a little, like they put the needle through, to let the pus come out. You don't care to make a nice opening. Now, Kamina Zakrashi, what about next time? A nice opening means you want it to stay there to be a nice opening, that even if next time there'll be more pus there, it'll be able to come out. This chat is no, I have no kavanah to make a nice opening. I just want this pus to get out. If right afterwards the opening closes, it's awesome, I don't care. So you're not mechavan to make any type of the tikkun here. So maybe it's mutter to do. Rashi potter a mutter. So you ain't can't tikkun. You're not being mesakan anything. You didn't do any tikkun. You just put a needle through the pimple to bust it open. There's no tikkun. For rabbanan nami legozabo shvus mishum tzara. In the case we have tzara, it's hurting you. So Rabbanan did not put there is a shvus b'mokum tzara. If it's hurting you, then let you bust open the pimple to get the pus out. Rashi machet shayad and tells for Shabbos. It's not muksa. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Why? What's the purpose of it? I usually a needle is only to sew. You know how to sew on Shabbos. But if pshat is little by sakot, you could use it to take out the splinter. V'hainu dumi d'lecho. It's the same thing as you have pus. What's the difference? You want to take out pus out of the pimple. You want to take a splinter out of your hand. The mitzayir lay. The heter is since you have tzar, the bonu will matter you. V'einachoshishem yisto miyad. That's a needle that you use to sew the godim with. Says other things. So sack is open the door. Here's something about shoyad. You sew it. But when you do this, you're not supposed to be mechavin, or it shouldn't be a secretion to let blood out. If you make, when you put the needle in, you besides the pus, the blood will come out also, that's Issa Mishum Chabur, that will be awesome. So you have to only do it, or take out a splinter on Shabbos, only mutter, where it won't be a obscuration, you're going to make it bleed. You have to be able to, that's possible for you to take it out without making yourself bleed. That even if it does bleed, you say, Nimaskavin, it's mutter. What that the Mishum Tzara, it goes to the Rabban. Right, this is the second case that's mutter, even with the Rabban to do. What's the third case? So the Gemara of Yiduch, what's the last case? Hatzad nochosh b'Shabbos. Somebody goes to capture a snake on Shabbos. It depends. Im misasik boish lo yishchenu poter. If you're afraid the snake is coming to bite you, you don't want it to bite you, that's why you're capturing him, that's mutter. In the refuah chayiv. But if you're capturing the snake because you need the snake, the way the doctor said it, if you'll eat the snake, you do something with the snake, it'll heal you, so then it's chayiv. That's mamash shemaisa tzeda. But if you don't do it mishem to capture to use it, you're just doing it that it shouldn't bite you. That's called the melacha shentzrich legufa. That's only asim with the rabbanon, and here the rabbanon will even make a metchila. But the more mamai, what's the right that the rabbanon said it's mutter metchila to do it? The potter and mutter, the tenan we learned before koifin karal aner bishvil shloitechas bekoira. If you have a fire going up, you'll have to put a plate on top of the fire to stop it, that the fire should not burn the beams in the wall. So you're allowed to touch to stop the fire. For the outsoyish or cotton, you're allowed to put also a plate on top of tsoyish shmutz, a kid made on the floor. You're allowed to cover it up. For the al-akrov shlotishach, you're allowed to put a plate on top of the akrov, on top of the snake, that is a scorpion, that he shouldn't bite you. So you see, even though you're doing a Maisa Tzedah, you're like putting the plate on top of the snake, you're capturing him there, still it's mutter. Why? Because, yeah, it's the actual Maisa Tzedah, it's a Melech Hashem Tzvich Gufa. You don't want the Tzedah, you're not going to use the snake. Tzedah Alamola is used to capture the behemoth in the Mishkan to use it, the Tchoshim, to use the skin. Here you're not going to use the snake. You only just want it shouldn't bite you. So it's only Yosem with the Rabbanim. And Mishum Tzara, that it shouldn't come to bite you, it's Mutim Etchila. You're allowed to take this Kara and Koif and put it on top of an Akrob, Shlo Tishach. Rashi Koif, Rashi Kara Shocheris, Adarth Bekeli, Koif and Lechatchila, you could put it on top of the snake Metchila. Veloi Sheyich Besaner. Not Avad, you're not allowed to put a mamash on top of the fire to put out the fire. That would be an Issa. Viashmin and Dol, the Kli Nito Latzolas Dovashin and Nito Beshabbos. The Chiddush is you're allowed to touch the Kli, I'm going to ask to save something that you can't touch on Shabbos. Al Akrav Shlotishach, the Avagad Memela Mitzid, even though Memela you're capturing the snake, but so what? It's a Mlocha Shem Tzvich Lagufon, and the Mokim Tzari Hila Goza Berabonin. And then if time you want to be Nagei Amol on Sukkis, if you're in the Sukkah and you have bees coming in, the Sukkah, and you're afraid they'll sting you, you'll be allowed to capture them, you'll be allowed to make Tzedim. if you're only capturing them today, they shouldn't bite you, that would be mutter. Hadron lechoyrik. So like the Mishnah. Shmoyne shrotzim ha'amurim ba'teira. There are 8 different shrotzim the Torah said, the Chumis says in Parshas Vayikra. Yeah. Is ha'tzodin. If somebody captures them on Shabbos, v'ha'choyvu b'hem, you make a chavolah. That means you hit them and the blood comes up to their skin. It's chayiv. You're chayiv a chavolah. V'shar shkotzim r'moshim, other type of shkotzim r'moshim, is ha'choyvu b'hem, if somebody hits them on Shabbos, is potter. You know, there's no issa chavolah by them. We'll soon see what the svar is. Mashenkin had sodden. If you go to capture them, you go to capture any type of shkotz mermoshim, you want to capture an ant, is litzorech chayiv. If you need it, it's for a purpose, you're going to use it, then you chayiv. It's called a tzeda, you're capturing right now. And since it's a tzorech, it's called a mlocha tzvich al gufi, you chayiv. Shlo litzorech potter. But if you don't want this, this asheretz, it's just, you don't like the insect there, it bothers you, it gives you the creeps. You want to capture it, shouldn't bother you, then it's potter. Midiraisa, it's mutter. So malacha shen tzrich legufa, that's only awesome with the rabbonim. V'yachoyvu behen chayiv. No, I'll skip some. Yeah. Shlo tzarech is chayiv, shlo tzarech potter. If you capture them, shlo tzarech, you potter on shar, shkotzim ramoshim. Chayiv yoyf, what about a big behema, a chayiv and a knife and a bird, shebrishusoy, that's in your house, is that sodden potter. If you go to capture them, now grab them on Shabbos, you're potter. Because they're called ditzah from before Shabbos. They're inside your house, they're caught already. So if you go now on Shabbos inside the house to grab the chaya, it's mutter. Who in the oif? If you make chavol, if you hit them on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to their skin, you're chayiv. Why? Because these have skin. Let's see Rashi now. Shmoy nishrotzim drashi ha-chelet v'akra. Marin v'yikra, the posting of v'yikra. There it says, the eight of them is, ha-chelet is the weasel, akfer is the mouse, ha-tsov is the fernet, whatever that is, anok is a hedgehog, and a koyach is a chameleon, no? Ha-to is a lizard, and ha-choymet is a snail, now tinshomis is a mole. That's what they say. Kitch, I've got, I saw some pictures of these, different type of shrotzim. These are 8 shrotzim. Now, the Mishnah, we'll soon see, the Tzashala, these have skin to them. The Chiddush is, Rav Yochanan Lis holds, these Shmoyne Shrotzim have skin on it. Hey, a mouse and a weasel have skin on it. Now, the Chiddush of Chavol is like this. Chavol are 2 types of Chavolas. Chavol means you punch somebody and blood comes out. If blood mamish comes out, then pshit yichayiv. On any type of an insect, you do. If you make the blood come out, yichayiv. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Then avada any one of the shrotzim, even not these 8 shrotzim, you also chayiv, if blood comes out. We're talking about that now, you hit him, and the blood comes to the top of the skin. That's where the blood goes to. That's all. The blood does not come out. On Shabbos, if you hit somebody, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, yichayiv mishum chabura. Even if the blood does not come out. And the reason is, because Ramesson, he has skin, a man has skin over him. So when you hit him, the blood came to the top. That means that blood really should have come out of the body also. Just the skin is stopping it. But it means the blood left the circulation of the body and it came to the top. That's called chavolo. Chavolo. Chavolo means you take the blood out of the circulation of the body and bring it like out, then it's not going to go back into the circulation again. So by a person, when you hit him and the blood comes, I'm not sure if it's black and blue. I'm all you see the blood mamash under the skin. It's not the red there. It's just not coming out. If the blood came to the top of the skin by nod, then we say, that blood really should have come out. It's not attached anymore to the body. Just the skin is stopping it. Now these Shmoyne Shrotzim, the mouse and the weasel and the fernet and the lizard and the snail and the mole, they have skin on them. So if you hit them and the blood comes to the top of the skin, we say the same thing. Really the blood is detached from its body. It should have come out. Now what stops it from coming out? The skin on it stops it. That's called the chavolum. Other shrotzim, we say the skin on them is so thin, it's not called skin. So if you hit it and the blood does not come out, it's no right the blood like it's detached from the body. We'll say, if I care, really the blood should have come out, because the skin is nothing. What's stopping it from coming out? The pshat is it didn't leave the body yet. It's going to be chayzer right away. Even though the blood came to the top of the surface, that blood will go right back in again. That's not called the chavola. Because otherwise, the blood should have come out. Because to have no skin on them to stop it. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. You make the type of a chavola that the blood does not come out of the body. If the blood comes out, then in any one of these shrots and anything about the chayivon, because that's called chavola.
Now we're talking about the blood did not leave the body. The blood only came to the top of the skin. Sifti shmoi nishrotzim that have skin on them, yichayiv. Because it's considered the blood came to the top and like left the body. Why doesn't it go out? The skin is stopping it. Other shrotzim, we can't say that's for other shrotzim, don't have any skin. See, if the blood is like leaving the body, it should have came out all the way. Since it didn't come out all the way, we say that the blood's going to go back again. That's not called a chavola. Safshan the Mishnah, these shmoin shrotzim do have skins, but shah shrotzim don't have skin. Mashenkin chayiv yoif, they avada have skin, so therefore a chayvul ben is chayiv. If you hit your chayiv, or you hit the knife on Shabbos, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, and stays there, you chayiv on Shabbos, even though it doesn't come out. So the Gemara, mi diktoni a chayvul ben chayiv, since our Mishnah says, my shmoin shrotzim, if you hit them, you chayiv, the blood comes to the skin, mechlaud istlu or. We're talking about these shmoin shrotzim have skin to it. And that's no hezbor. That what stopped the blood from going out? The skin. So really the blood should have left the circulation, just the skin is stopping it. Drashi, shmoin shrotzim yesh lemoiris. O pligi, o polig ad rabonin. And they think it's a chand rabonin. The Yamri Boba writes the rabonin, the Masech Tachum, that says, ho anoko, viha koyach, viha to, viha choymit, oi reseye metama mechadoshim. Kifsorun. They hold no, these shrotzim have no din skin. And the skin has the same din tumor like its bosser. Al mahani abo les luor. And the chum hold by a sherwit talachar is any one of these eight things, when they're dead, if you touch the meat of it, it's matamiyu. If you touch a dead weasel, a dead mouse, a dead ferment, a dead lizard, that's called the shmanish shrotzim, it's matamiyu. Let's say though you take off the skin and you only touch the skin. It's the machlekes if the skin has a shame or not. Skin is not tummy by the sherets. Torah is only matam of the boser itself. The Chacham though say four of these shrotzim, the skin doesn't have a din skin. The skin is like the meat, and therefore if you touch the skin, it's also matam of you. So the Gemara. V'netoni achayv ben chayim nechal dis luor man tan who's our tanam or mashmur Rabbi Yechon ben Uri goes according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. That's none. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri yomer shmoy ne shrotzim yesh lemoiris. These all eight shrotzim have or. Nafkamina, if you touch the skin of a dead weasel or dead mouse, it's not matamiyu. Because the skin is not basar, and the skin has no tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is only on the meat of the sheretz. If you have a dead mouse, a dead weasel, you touch it, it's matamiyu. You touch just the skin, according to Rabbi Yechon's Torah. So our Mishnah holds it has skin, dishman shrotzim, go according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. But Rashi says, but the Rabbanon the dings that can say no. The Rabbanon say on four of these, if you touch the skin, it's also matamiyu. Why? Because the skin of a lizard is like the lizard itself, it's like the basar. So you see, it doesn't have a shame skin. So Zayal Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbanon. Because according to the Rabbanon, since the skin is like the meat, so why are you chayvul? And the blood comes to the top of your chayiv, which is say your potter. We say that blood is going to go back into lizard's circulation. Because if it's not going to go back, it should have came out. The skin is not there to stop it. So the Gemara, Rabba Baravuna Rama Rav, no. He says the name of Rav, Afil Temer Rabbon. I'll tell you, Shabbos is different than Hilchos Tumah. Even though the Rabbonin say by Tumah, four of these do not have skin, but for Shabbos, the Rabbon Amoyd, they have a thin skin. At Kan Le Pulag Rabbon, Le Rab Yechon and Benuri, El Linyin Tumah. Only by Tumah does the Rabbonin say that the Haltor and the Koyach, their skin is metama. Why? For a posik. Dirsiv Eila HaTemeim Lochem. An extra posik HaTemeim, an extra hey. Le Rabbois Sheroisein Kipsorim. That whatever it says in that posik, the four shrotzim, that it says in that posik, is saying a chiddush. That even though they have a dim skin, the Geyat Shabbos, of a fatuma, the Torah says the skin of a lizard is like the meat of the lizard. Just like if you touch a dead lizard, it's matamiyu. You touch the skin of a lizard, also it's matamiyu. But not the pshat that's not called skin. It does have a din skin on it. Just vilchus tuma, it's not matamiyu. Our linyan Shabbos of the Gemara, our filu rabbonu moida. That linyan Shabbos, the skin is called skin. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah. If you hit the lizard on Shabbos and the blood comes up to the skin, so we say yechayiv. Because that blood like left the circulation. Why didn't it come out of the lizard? Because the skin is stopping it. So Drashi, Eilu HaTumeim, Bosor, Bahanoko, V'yakoyach, after that posik, Ksiv, it says HaTumeim,
V'darshinen hei yisayr, an extra hei, tiyatmeyim, l'rabbi to tell us a chiddush shereseyim kipsorim, that the aura of the lizard has a din like its boser. Oksiv eila, lemutei hanech tekro kama, ha'choylet v'akfor v'yatzov. Hey, only the second posik has the din, the skin of them is like the meat, timetamiyum. But the first posik, the weasel and the mouse and the ferret, those skins is not kipsorim, even according to Rabbanim. The skin of a weasel is not metamiyu. So who are the more to say our mishnah can't go to Rabbonin? And the Gemara no. Even the Rabbonim moida the yeshlemor. Even the Rabbonim also moida. They have a din skin on it. Skin they have. Just for hilchas tumah, there's a gzeras akosiv that skin is tummy. So the Gemara name for the Gemara ulinyan Shabbos lepligi. We ask the kashne on Rab. How do you, Rav, say our Mishnah goes even according to Rabbonin? To Rabbonin, don't din sechel in yin tumah. But your tani wrote to a ferish of raisa. Ha tzad echad mishmoyne shrotzen. Somebody captures one of the shmoyne shrotzen. So that the Mishnah says, if he needs it, he's going to use them. He's chay if it's tzaydah. But now the breast goes into Chabola. But shmoyne shrotzen won't be Torah. Ha choyvu behem. If you go to hit them,